Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, September 3rd, about 2 hours post equity market open with myself and Carl. How are you?
I am doing just well today, Scott. Yourself?
I'm doing well, and I think we all are looking forward to a nice extended weekend given the Labor Day extension. So let's jump on in. With that being said, we're going to have a shortened week next week when it comes to the equity markets. So let's talk about what we've seen over the last 5 trading days. And basically, there's nothing to talk about. The S&P flat, NASDAQ flat, Dow flat, Russell down a little bit, a little over 1%, gold down 2%, and crude oil. And obviously, we all know the reason for this, but crude oil up 10% over the last 5 trading days. So that's significant when it comes to the economy, but it's obviously not having much of an impact at the moment on the equity markets. We do want to talk about, though, Carl, unless we can just go ahead and transition over to Carl's corner about interest rates and bonds and how that plays into the picture.
Lot of interesting things that are going to be happening over the next week. Just for one of those things that hardly ever happens, I just want to explain what's going on with the probabilities. Right now, there's a 50-50 chance for September for a rate hike, as well as a 50-50 chance in October for a rate hike. So you could just see there's a lot of uncertainty in the probabilities and in the market right now about what's going to happen because of what Warsh said during Jackson Hole. Now we have oil moves the way we had over the last 5 trading days. So everything's kind of shifting and is just sitting in kind of a pending pattern, right? An unsure up, down, up, down. And so when you look at what's happening next week we have a lot of things that are going to be going on. We have PPI, CPI, which are two of the three metrics that the Fed likes to use. And then another one that's actually really telling, and we never really talk about it on here, is the 10-year bond auction. Now, the 10-year bond auction, it does in fact happen every single month. We never really talk about it. It doesn't typically have that big of a movement inside the market. However, over the last 2 months, it really has. And just for kind of basics of what the 10-year bond auction is, what happens is all the big institutions come out and other countries come out, like Japan, China, anyone in Europe, and the Treasury comes out and they sell their auctions. So like they sell their bonds, their 10-year bonds. And they say, okay, what is the going rate? And it's a giant bid ask, just like the stock market, how someone has to sell it and someone has to buy it and they have to agree on a price. You're getting essentially that live with institutions and countries trying to figure out what's the new going rate for the 10-year bond. And that has a direct impact over what the Fed might do, because if that gets higher, the Fed may have to go higher to kind of match it so we don't get any sort of weird curvature in the bond yield department, which leads us to a metric that I want Scott to kind of go more into, which is the 2-year over the 10-year bond ratio.
Yeah, so the 210s, and we probably haven't talked about this since 2022, maybe, possibly even 2020. But the 210 is sitting at about 0.4. So the 2 year over the 10 year, and making sure that you're not inverted, right? Because what you want in a healthy market and economy, right? Because the market's a reflection of the economy. If that spread goes negative, then you know you're possibly going to look at a recession. And we looked at that in 2022, and I think that's when we last talked about it. But we have a positive 0.4 to 10 spread. And the ideal number is 0.8, right? And we've seen it before. And I'm hoping that we will, out of the Fed's actions and Treasury, can kind of push us more that way. But what it tells you and what it tells me is that's why, Carl, to your point, why we're seeing a 50-50, do we rate hike or do we stay as is for September, for October. And then December is a little bit still unknown. But I'm going to go back to the fact that I don't think that the Fed is in a position to raise. I just don't think they're in a position to do that. And there's multiple things that have to come out, economic releases that have to come out to support that theory. But yes, bottom line is the 210 spread shows a moderate economic health. With that being said, PPI, like you mentioned, CPI, those are important. Warsh did tell us that, we have to kind of look farther past that, which is what we've been talking about on this podcast for, I don't know, 3, 4 months, that we do see a volatility event somewhere in the first to second quarter of next year. I also think, though, Carl, and the bond auction is great. To your point, I think this is going to be one of the most important ones because of what we saw the Treasury do here recently. So this will be very interesting to see. But I also think that existing home sales next podcast day will be interesting as well because that has to do with inventory moving, that has to do with interest rates, right? Because most people are lending their way into a home.
That's right. That's
So
right.
that kind of, loops into that whole bond discussion. And let me remind everyone, the bond market is what drives everything. It drives the economy, it drives the equity market, and I don't think we stress that enough.
You're absolutely right, because if you get out there and you can get something for 5% with no risk, or 8 to 10% with risk, well, a lot of people start shifting it. The higher that no risk number, which is what T-bills go for, it's about 4.3, 4.4% right now for a year. Well, it's like, well, do we want to be in the market, or do we want to just pull back on risk? And you're seeing that on an institutional level as well. And that's kind of where you're seeing it. So the higher it gets, that's one reason why you see almost a direct inversion for the equity markets. And to touch base about the mortgage pricing, I've said on this podcast at least a few times that the 10-year is the one that the banks use as the going rate typically for mortgages. That's the one that's directly linked to mortgage rates. And so if that one keeps going up, the mortgage rates will keep going up, which is going to hurt that new home number drastically. Because the higher that gets, the less people are going to be able to buy because their money's not worth as much because you're paying more into interest. And the average home price this day, I think, is like 400 and something thousand, 420,000. So we do need for the home pricing, we need the 10-year bond to come down. It needs to be a little bit cool. And same for the two. So what's going to end up happening is if the 10-year doesn't come out and increase too much, or is able to come down a little bit, the Fed rate's going to be pushed to December. If we think that the 10-year came out and the pricing on the 10-year's got extremely high, that could shift to October. This auction next week is going to have a lot of weight to it. And it's one of the things that hardly moves the market, but this one next week very well could.
Very well put. And I did want to add on to that. So, we don't know who all of our listeners are, but one thing that's very important to note is I do think that some of our listeners probably look at today's interest rates as not that significant because they've experienced much higher rates. Although I know a lot of our listeners also have experienced much lower rates. So just to point out the mentality part of it, right? That's why it's an auction because it's, well, I'm used to a 3% mortgage versus, well, at one point I paid 15%. So, right. So then you got to compress it and find that middle ground. And that's where we're at. And that's why this is so significant is where is that auction? And what that will tell us is, forward guidance. What can we expect, right? Like who gets the better price? And that's the direction that interest rates will likely go. So with that, Carl, did you have anything else?
I think we covered a lot of good information today. We really dived into the bond market today, which we haven't done in a while, and I'm so glad we finally had this opportunity to do so. Over the next 2 weeks, it's going to be very telling about what kind of the rest of the year is going to look like, because we have the PPI, CPI, the 10-year we just discussed, as well as the week after that is the first FOMC meeting since Jackson Hole. And we're going to get, he doesn't like to use it, Warsh doesn't like to use the word forward guidance, but we're going to get some forward guidance, and we're going to be able to kind of get a good look at what the rest of the year is going to be. So those are the things that kind of on our watch list over the next couple of weeks. But if any of the listeners think someone might enjoy our market commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean radio app.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And just a quick side note on what you just said. We obviously have multiple different sector reallocation options to adapt to what we do see over the next 2 weeks. And it's a very pivotal next 2 weeks because of that and because of seasonalities. So obviously, we have multiple options to reallocate. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend, and happy Labor Day to everyone. And we're also going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.